Okay, it shut down in January 31st of 2012. So it's been over 6 years since that shutdown. The first settlement occurred at the end of 2014. So we've been working on a revised settlement for the last 4 years. In the first go around, now the California Public Utilities Commission is set up so they can have courtroom-like proceedings where the two sides can, the utilities, and they actually will hire interveners if you want to come in and participate to be working against them in a courtroom-like proceeding, so that all the issues can come out. But really, there's no way that the California Public Utilities Commission has much muscle against these huge monopolies because there really is no option except to use them. So if you find them, then they just add that, they just add it to the rates, and we all suffer anyway. So it isn't really, it's kind of always bent against us. But in the first go around, they did have they concocted this first settlement in secret meetings. And if you heard about the one in Warsaw, Poland, between President Michael Peavy and the executives of Southern California Edison's, where they really put together all the business points of what the settlement turned out to be in the first go around,
And they did it on stationery from that hotel in Warsaw.
including, and this is what really we found out, which ties it all together, including the $25 million giveaway to the University of California, Berkeley, where Peavy had set himself up for a permanent, like, retirement position there. And so that was not part of anyone's briefing. It came out through those handwritten documents and got into the settlement somehow. Okay, so it was actually put in there by the CPUC themselves. So this was really the smoking gun tying it all together to that original stationery from the Hotel Bristol in Warsaw, Poland.